Chairs No Waiting, episode number 654, Huckabee Appearance, and listener feedback number 43. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. They got in some brand new Loaded Goat t-shirts. You don't want to miss these. They got 318. That's because the episode it was on was the third season, the 18th episode, when they mentioned the Loaded Goat. So go and check those out. Very cool design. We also have a brand new puzzle book. That's right, a Mayberry puzzle book for season one. This is a new item. Go check that out. We got a whole bunch of Mayberry Man stuff, from DVDs to postcards to posters to everything. Go check out everything over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 654 are patrons. Our patrons over at Patreon. We want to thank everybody that's a patron at Patreon. And if you'd like to support the podcast, if you've been listening for a long time, go over there and check it out and see if you'd like to do that. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I am so excited to be here. This episode, we're talking about our appearance. It was this past weekend on Huckabee. But I would be remiss if I did not mention right off the start, for you folks that are new, and more so for you folks that have been listening for years, that today, as I record this, is October the 11th. It's on a Monday night, October 11th, 2021. This marks the 13th anniversary of the first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. The first episode was posted back on October the 11th, 2008, and it was about George Lindsay. It was an interview with him, and it was the very first episode ever of Two Chairs No Waiting. And wow, it was just an amazing thing to be a part of and get to do. So I am so thankful to all of you guys. I thought it'd be a little bit fun to play just a little bit of the original the original stuff, but it really is pretty bad. When I go back and listen to it now, and I hear the very first me talking and just how stiff and everything was. It was just. But let's go and check it out. We'll play it right here for you for just a second. Now, of course, it starts out just like always. The music wasn't quite as good. A little bit tinny. I don't know if you can tell it. Here we go. This is back then. This is the episode one.
Hello, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, episode one. My name's Alan Newsome, and I want to thank the Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song. I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoyed Floyd and whoever it was. It was Andy Gumping in the back there, but looked really good. This podcast is about the Andy Griffith Show and all things related to the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry. For those that don't know me, my name is Alan Newsome. I'm the webmaster for Mayberry.com and several other Mayberry.
So I won't go on and make you listen to that, but if you'd like to go back and listen to the very first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, it's still available. You can go to twochairsnowaiting.com, and probably the easiest way to get to it is to scroll down on the page, and if you're on a computer, you'll see it quickly, but there's an archives section, and if you click it, you can go and scroll way backwards into the archives and be able to pick up what the episodes are from a particular month. And it was from October of 2008 is when the first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting came on. Hopefully it has improved over the time. That particular episode was only 12 minutes and 51 seconds long, because back when we started 13 years ago, nobody had high-speed internet. Everybody's was slow-speed internet, dial-up. There was still a lot of dial-up users. All those things were still in play. So I always tried to keep the episodes as short as possible. And, of course, over the years, it's almost three times that long now. So we usually go almost 30 minutes, sometimes a little bit over every week. Of course, we've also added Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. He does about 5 to 7 minutes every week, and so that's added some time. But hopefully the podcast has improved. And over the 13 years, if you have listened that long, things have got better. So let me just give you a few stats about our status. As I said, it was on October 11th, 2008, when the first episode was posted on the internet. That was on a Saturday, just so you know. And since then, myself, along with guest reporters like Randy Turner, and we've had a few others from time to time, we have created 11 days, 3 hours, 12 minutes, and 15 seconds of Two Chairs, No Waiting content for you to enjoy. By the way, when I say 11 days, those are 24 hour days. So that's a, you know, it's enough episodes to listen to for a week and 4 days and a little extra without having to start over. So that's 24 hours a day for that amount of time. So that is how much content there is available for Two Chairs, No Waiting. It's kind of daunting, to tell you the truth, when you look at it backwards like that. But it has been a wonderful ride, and I am so happy to have been able to do all this. I mean, we'll just keep going until you guys quit listening and quit showing up in the chat room and everything. But it's a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody that have been participating in this for all this time. I really do appreciate it. And we're going to hear from a listener in a little while that had started about 2 months ago, I believe, listening to all the episodes from the beginning, and he's already up to episode 400 and something. So you'll hear from the listeners in a few minutes. So now I want to talk a little bit. We were on Huckabee this past week. I don't know if you guys actually knew this, but this past week, Rick Roberts, who plays Barney in the Mayberry Man movie, and I were on Huckabee. Now, Rick is a comedian, so he opens the show. Doesn't really open the show. He goes to the audience and gets them warmed up before the show open every week for the Huckabee show. Not every week, but from time to time. At least once a month, maybe twice a month, I think he said, for Huckabee's show. So Huckabee show is on TBN, and Rick, because of the Mayberry Man movie, he mentioned it to him, and Huckabee is a big fan of Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show, so he was able to get on there, and he was kind enough, Rick was, to push to try to get me on there with him, and I was so excited to be able to do that. I was able to get my picture made with the governor and Rick after the segment. It was a great time, and I really do want to thank Rick Roberts, the Barney in the Mayberry Men movie. He is a great guy, a good Christian man too. I really appreciate him. A great, clean comedian. And we were able to be on Huckabee and talk for about 6 minutes about the Mayberry Man movie and just what it was about and everything. So hopefully we've been able to spread the words just a little bit about Mayberry. Through Mayberry Man and everything. Maybe people will look for us and find us here. Now, a little tidbit for you, the jacket I was wearing during the podcast was actually George Lindsay's jacket. So inside the jacket, it actually says tailored for George Lindsay. And I wore that jacket on the segment to just bring George there with us just a little bit. So I just wanted to tell you guys about that. I thought it was pretty special. At least it was for me. I was able to get that jacket when George passed away, and George Lindsay Jr. Had an estate sale for some of George's friends and things to be able to come and be able to maybe pick up some things that we would think were special. Well, I realized I needed a jacket, and I said, hey, there's some jackets there. So I tried one on, and I thought, hey, George was the same size as me. I think I'll try to get a couple of jackets. And when I put that particular jacket on and opened it and kind of looked at the left inside pocket and it said tailored for George Lindsay, I went, oh yeah, this is one I'm getting. So George Lindsay was able to be with us there on Huckabee. We really appreciated it, being able to spend time there with Governor Huckabee and everything. And Rick, if you saw the show, he was able to do some, he was able to do a segment, a little skit with the governor outside beforehand, where he was the guard for the door, and he wasn't letting anybody in. So Jan and I actually were able to get into that skit as people that were the only people who were able to go in the stage door were people Barney was letting go through. Well, he let a couple of people that worked there go through, and then Jan went through, and then Governor Huckabee was right behind me. I was behind Jan, and they stopped him. They wouldn't let the governor go in, and then of course, Barney saw Ray Stevens. If you guys haven't seen that, go and check it out. It's a lot of fun. There will be a link in our show notes to a YouTube version of that segment from the official Huckabee website. So definitely go and check it out when you get a chance. So thank you to Rick Roberts, and thank you to Governor Huckabee for having us on his show. That was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I'd never done that before. That was really good. Now, one thing we will say, it was very short. So when you see it, Rick actually mentioned afterwards that he misspoke as he was talking. We only had 6 minutes, and the governor asked him about the movie, and Rick was talking about Hoke Howell, and he said he is an extra on the show. Well, normally we would say he played Dud Wash, we did this, but we were trying to answer as short as possible. And so in editing our answers, Rick, I believe, misspoke and just said he was an extra on the show. He was not an extra, and Rick knows that. Just so you know, he is a fan. He does know that. It was a misspeak, and neither of us realized he had done it until we watched the video. So anyway, he has apologized. He's like, he wants all the Mayberry folks out there to know. He knew. He knows. Oh, he knows me. Yeah, he knows that Hook was not an extra. He was an actor on the show, and we appreciate it. All right, so what else have we got? That was the big news from this past weekend. I hope you were able to see it. Again, you'll have a link to the YouTube video if you'd like to watch it later. So let's head on in now and hear from some of our listeners. Now, this is a great part of the show. I really always enjoy being able to hear from you guys as we hear from listeners from the show. So first up, we're going to hear from Annette. So Annette, go ahead, take it away.
Hey, Alan. This is Annette Marlowe, and I just met you at Mayberry Days. I am the first place winner of Mayberry Idol, and oh my goodness, I had so much fun. I talked with you briefly backstage, and I know things were crazy. You were very busy, but anyway, I was trying to tell you that it was 5 years ago that I sung on your podcast, and I didn't even realize it until like last week. It is episode 341. When I had left a message for you, I was singing Peggy. I was doing Down in the Valley, and anyway, I never knew that you even got that voicemail. 5 years later, all of a sudden, for some reason, that episode pops up in my feed, and my husband and I are watching it, and all of a sudden, I hear myself singing, and I was like, that's me. Oh, that's funny. Very funny. Anyway, so good to see you at Mayberry Days. I got to enter the Mayberry Idol competition. That was so much fun. But I told my husband, the whole reason I'm so glad that I entered that competition was I got to meet everybody backstage. Margaret Carey was just awesome. Joy Ellison, you know, they were just all so great. Anyway, Alan, it was good seeing you, and we had such a blast at Mayberry Days, and I hope to talk to you soon. I'm going to send you an email with some cool backstage pictures that I got. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I remember that episode. Now, it was episode number 341 that she actually called in and had left that song. Well, I didn't know who it was. She never said. So that was pretty cool. She won Mayberry Idol. And here's the actual call, by the
Down
way.
Down in the valley, valley so low.
So that's from episode 341, which we did a feedback
over.
Episode.
And she sang this. Hear the wind blow.
But at the time, I never knew who it was. So if you want to hear that, you can go and check out that episode. But thank you, Annette, for calling in and letting me know. But she also told me that at Mayberry Day. So that was really cool that she did that. And she was so happy to be there, to be a part of the show. And it was great to have her there with us. Now, this is a special one for me. Now, this is from Dennis Rush. Now, Dennis Rush played Opie's buddy, Howie, and he was at Mayberry Days this year, and he's been a couple of times at least. 2 years ago, he did a skit. We did the skit with him and Keith Thibodeau, where you remember when they were part of the boys that saw Barney hanging himself in the closet. We did a skit during Colonel Tim, and I asked, would they do it? And sure enough, they agreed 100%. We had Barney with a thing around his neck, you know, like stretching him that he had on that particular episode. We had him over behind the curtain on the stage. And then Dennis and Keith came running out going, Mr. Floyd, Mr. Floyd, Mr. Floyd, we saw something. I was like, what'd you say? Barney's hanging himself. And I'm like, no, he's not hanging himself. He's not. And yeah, he is. And they ran over to the curtain and pulled it back. And there's Barney standing there, you know, with a newspaper hanging himself in there. And he goes, what's wrong with you boys? You know, anyway, what was so cool is that Dennis Rush did that. And Keith Thibodeau, both amazingly great guys. Anyway, so I'm excited to hear from him. So here we hear from Dennis Rush.
Alan, this is Dennis Rush calling from San Diego, and I just got a chance to watch Mayberry Man. And Alan, you absolutely stole the show. Congratulations, a great job by everybody. Just such a warm, fun family movie, and I'm going to show it all over San Diego. And again, just wishing you the best. Thanks so much for the great time and for all of the hospitality. You have a great day, sir. Bye now.
So, Dennis, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I've had to already change hat size. My head keeps swelling just a little bit. I really do appreciate it. I am just so excited and glad that the Mayberry Man movie has been received well by fans of the Andy Griffith Show. And I thought it would be. I really did. I would have never done anything that would have been in any way not something we'd all be proud of as fans of the Andy Griffith Show, right? Dennis, so thankful, and he is just so fun to be around. He really does enjoy this whole Mayberry experience, and what a great guy he is. And it's been so great getting to know him. This year, Neil Brower interviewed Dennis and Joy Ellison for his Professor Brower's class segment during Mayberry Days. So that will be coming up at some point here on the podcast, some point in the future. It may be early next year before we can get it done, but that will obviously be something we try to share with you guys, just to get that out and make sure everybody knows and is able to just enjoy the fun. So thank you again, Dennis. Wow. I'm going to save that email or that voice message. I just play it for myself every once in a while. No, thank you very much. And now we're going to hear from Larry.
Hey, Alan, this is Larry Ramey down in Westminster, South Carolina, where we used to have Mayberry Day, and they somehow or another canceled it all out. But I enjoyed the podcast of Myers Lake. Man, I tell you, that was really educational to me. I really love you doing that. I appreciate you, Alan. Hope you have a good day. Goodbye.
Wow. Thank you, Larry. I really do appreciate you calling in. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We did that episode just a few weeks ago about Myers Lakes. And if you haven't seen or heard it, that was episode number 652 was the episode number. And it's Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And I definitely encourage you to watch that one, the YouTube version, because you'll be able to see the sites and everything that I'm telling about. Definitely one that I would encourage you to see. So thank you. Oh, and Mayberry Comes to Westminster was the name of the event that was held there in Westminster, South Carolina. And it's a normal pattern that a lot of events, because there's usually one person really pushing it, and at some point they wear out and they don't have enough volunteers to help them, and it just kind of fades away. It was a great event that we used to be able to attend, and I miss it as well. So maybe it'll come back someday. Let's see. We got Keith Underwood is next.
Hey, Mr. Newsom. My name's Keith Underwood. I live in Clinton, North Carolina. I Just attended Mayberry Days this past week. I didn't get a chance to speak to you or see you, but saw you in the parade and couldn't find you afterwards. But I wanted to try to say hey, and I didn't get to see you. So, but I had a blast at Mayberry Days this year. Everything was great. The stars were great, and had a great time. So, and also, I appreciate your podcast there. I just watched your newest episode, 652, and you did a wonderful job on it. So, you take care, and I guess we'll talk to you another time. Bye for now.
Thank you, Keith. Again, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. Again, that was the Myers Lake episode. Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir 2021. That's episode number 652 that he was bragging about that he enjoyed. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I hope others go back later and listen to it and enjoy it as well. And we're going to hear from Brad Bourne. Now, Brad Bourne is the owner. He, along with his wonderful wife, are the owners of the Mayberry Cafe in Danville, Indiana, where Mayberry Man, the movie, about, a lot of it was filmed there. It was filmed for about 2.5 weeks there, and about a week in Mount Airy and a couple of days in North Carolina. So if you watch the movie, a lot of the things you're going to see are from Mayberry in the Midwest. It's from there in Danville. The Mayberry Fest, a lot of it is from Danville. So let's hear from Brad.
Hi, Alan. This is Brad Bourne up at Mayberry Cafe in Danville. Just wanted to say how much I wish I could have ran into you over the weekend while you were here for the movie. Heard you on your podcast say your wife came too. I wish I could have met her. I hope everything's going well with you. Didn't see the movie yet, but I will. I did see the Mayberry Effect, and I thought you were absolutely fantastic in there. I did hear on your podcast the kind words you said about Brett Varvel. Just wanted to let you know, too, a little side note there. Brett, that's his fourth movie he's made inside of Mayberry Cafe. Hopefully, we'll have Mayberry Days again this year. Looks like we will. Or Mayberry in the Midwest, not Mayberry Days. But hope to see you soon. Take care.
Wow. Thank you, Brad. Now, Brad is, again, he is the owner of the Mayberry Cafe. Great place to eat if you're in Danville, Indiana. If you're in the Indianapolis area, it's maybe 30 miles, not even that far, maybe, from Indianapolis to the west. It's a great place to eat. Mayberry atmosphere. The food is absolutely amazing. Go and check it out there. And thank you, Brad, for mentioning the Mayberry Effect. The Mayberry Effect we've been very proud of that. And Chris Hudson did an amazing job with that film as well. I really encourage you, if you haven't seen it, to go and check out the Mayberry Effect. Make it a double feature, Mayberry Effect, then Mayberry Man, or the other way around, whichever way you'd like to do it. But those are both high quality movies with Mayberry in mind. So definitely go and check those out. Now we're going to hear from Spirit Walker is his name. And we're getting to know him, and we got some special stuff that hopefully will be coming from him in the future, and we'll see. But first, let's hear this voicemail from him.
Alan, this is Spirit Walker from the Andy Griffith Show Esquire Club Facebook group. I've been watching a lot of your back podcasts. I'm now up to episode 420, by the way, and loving them. But there's one thing I noticed you stumble over quite a bit, and no, it's not the pronunciation of Bruce Bilson. It is actually whether or not you call yourself a Floyd impersonator or a Floyd tribute artist. So I want to give you a couple of definitions that I think might help. I'm going to throw in impressionist as well. So the difference between an impressionist, an impersonator, and a tribute artist. An impressionist is someone who does just that. They just do an impression or give an impression of a celebrity. Think of Rich Little or Frank Caliendo. They mostly just do the voice and the mannerisms of the celebrity. They don't try to dress like them or look like them necessarily, except facial expressions and mannerisms. An impersonator tries to sound and look like the celebrity. They dress like them and they act like them. But notice that they're both doing an impression or impersonation of a celebrity. What you're doing is not mimicking a celebrity, but you're paying tribute to their art. That is, you're giving an impression or impersonation of something they created. You're not doing Howard McNair, you're doing Floyd the Barber. You're paying tribute to his art. You, my good man, are a tribute artist, or a tribute artiste, if you will. And I love your podcast because they are a tribute to the best show ever produced for television. Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Wow. Thank you, Spirit Walker. That is awesome. Yeah, that's a great definition. I really do appreciate that. I like that. So I'm an artiste. Artiste. Hey, I'm an artiste. Is what? Oh, that sounds. Oh, that sounds. Is that French? I'm not sure. Oh, that's good. Anyway, so thank you. That's a really cool definition. And yeah, I do kind of struggle with that because you never know what to say. I like that definition though. That I'm performing tribute to Howard McNair as Floyd, his Floyd character, not him in particular, but his character of Floyd. That is a good description, and hopefully that's what comes across in like the Mayberry Man movie, is that I'm not Howard McNair. I am a guy doing exactly what Spirit Walker said. So thank you. Wow. And I have one more voicemail. This show is running long, guys. I hope you're going to enjoy this. This is from Dennis Blaine. He's giving us a little report, I believe, about Mayberry Days, if I remember right. So Dennis, take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Dennis, Ace of Blaine calling. I just wanted to give a quick report from the Mayberry Days from a different perspective, from an amateur tribute artist. I saw about 50 different families that had come for the very first time to Mayberry Days, and it was exciting to see some younger families there for the first time. But what a joy it was to be able to go on the parade and just have a great time seeing people's faces, having pictures made with them, and it was just a really great time. And Colonel Timms was absolutely hysterical. I think that was the best one yet. But we also did some sightseeing on a couple other things that were around in town, the wall, with the sculptures that were cut into the wall of brick, and I just thought that was pretty neat. But again, thanks for all you do, Alan, and look forward to the podcast tonight.
Wow, Dennis, and thank again, you. Thank you so much.
Over and out 10-4 and hope 5.
Thanks, Dennis. He wasn't quite finished yet.
So hey, Al.
Whoa, that's enough. So, Dennis, thanks so much. That was Annette again. We looped back around. Thank you for calling in and giving a report. I love to hear from you guys who were at Mayberry Days, a report from you, because it's just always a great way for me to hear what really happened. Because, I have an opinion, because Mayberry Days is for me, always super special. And, I can't really tell how good different things go, like the Colonel Tim show. I'm glad you enjoyed that. It's always kind of hard to tell. So I really do appreciate it. If any of you who are listening would like to call in, please do it at 888-684-8415 and leave your thoughts about Mayberry Days. You can do that. If you head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, you can click the little button there on the side that'll let you leave a message there. However you'd like to do it, I'd love to hear from you. And so would the other fans. So would all the rest of us. We're all fans, and we'd love to hear from you. So let me know what you think about Mayberry Man, the Huckabee Show. I'd like to hear that just personally. Maybe those would be good. I hopefully that will draw some people to us, to the Mayberry fans, and they'll be able to experience what Chris Stone experiences in the Mayberry Man movie. I hope you get a chance to see it. All right, so let's do a little bit of trivia. What do you think? We've been doing all kinds of other stuff. We're going to be late tonight, so you guys are just going to have to enjoy it. So let's get a little music going, and because we still got to hear from Randy, but I think we ought to play a little trivia just to have some fun. All right, guys, we'll do five questions. Question number one. Foley stored beef for Aunt B. True or false? Foley stored beef for Aunt B. True or false? All right, I'm going to go a little quicker. So that was the last chance. I'm going to read it the last time and give you the answer. You can pause if you don't want to hear the answer, if you want to try to think about it. True or false? Foley stored beef for Aunt B. The answer is false. It is false. That is correct. All right. Question number two. Who rode a horse to save Andy from marriage? Who rode a horse to save Andy from marriage? Okay, who was it? Last chance, and I'll give you the answer. Who rode a horse to save Andy from marriage? And the answer is, yeah. Oh, say, Barney, you're on a horse. Yeah. I wouldn't have said anything. I just wasn't expecting it. So it was Barney. Barney was riding a horse. Riding a white horse. Dressed in black. All right. Number three. How did Andy get Uncle Ollie to leave town? How did Andy get Uncle Ollie to leave town? Okay. Final one. How did Andy get Uncle Ollie to leave town? The answer is he asked Ollie to go on a manhunt. And he had to go home because he left the gas on, the coffee or the toaster. I don't remember. He did all kinds of things, right? So it was, Andy asked Ollie to go on a manhunt. That's how he got him to leave and head home. All right. That was 1, 2, 3. Let's go 4 then. 2 more questions. How many people were there in the Darling family on the show? Let's say on the show itself that we ever saw. How many people were in the Darling family that we saw on the show? How many people were in the Darling family that we saw on the show? Let's see. Okay, so the answer is there were the boys, right? 4 boys, Briscoe, Charlene. So there's 6. I would also give you 7, 8 if you counted Dud and Andalina. Okay. So the answer they give is 6 in the questions. But I think 8 would also be a correct answer. So if you answered either 6 or 8, because Dud was in the Darling family, he married into it, and Andalina Wash was also. So I'll give you either one. All right. All right. Number five. What did Barney wear to reach his weight requirement? What did Barney wear to reach his weight requirement? Okay. Final read. What did Barney wear to reach his weight requirement? Okay. So the answer is he wore a dog tag with an extra heavy chain. Heavy chain, I'll give you that too. He wore a heavy chain that held up his dog tags. That's really what it was. All right, guys. So how did you do? I hope you did well. That was a good one. That was good. All right, so there you go. 2 duds don't count. 2 duds don't. 2 duds. Folks in the chat room are saying, well, there were 2 duds. Well, yeah, but they were the same dud. Speaking of that, we're about to get a book from Dreema Denver, Bob Denver's wife. She has a brand new book that Weavers will be carrying, so you can go check that out. It's a really nice book about her and Bob Denver, who played the second dud, right? Because you got Hoke Howell, who's dud number 1, and then Bob Denver, who played him. She's a very, very nice lady, by the way. All right, so let's go in here now from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Last week, we saw that the character actor James Say likely lost his chance at leading man status when his career was interrupted by World War II. But after his service, he began carving out a career playing officious military types, police officers, doctors, and government officials. These are the types of roles he eventually played in Mayberry. But after several years of playing such roles in film noir, westerns, and even comedies. In 1951, James added another genre to his resume. He played a government agent in the science fiction classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still. The film co-starred Patricia Neal, who also co-starred alongside Andy Griffith in his film debut in A Face in the Crowd. The cast included others who were well-known in Mayberry, such as the future Aunt Bee, Frances Bavier, and the future John Masters, Olin Soule, as boarding house residents. Hugh Marlowe played the suitor of Patricia Neal's character and would later appear as Mr. Maxwell in Mayberry on Record. While James did other types of work at the time, he became a familiar face in many additional science fiction films in the 50s, some more classic than others. He appeared in When Worlds Collide in 1951, The War of the Worlds in 1953, Killers from Space in 1954, and Beginning of the End and The Amazing Colossal Man, both in 1957. The early 1950s not only saw James start appearing in science fiction classics and in more realistic classics like The Asphalt Jungle, it also saw his first television appearances. James appeared first in an episode of the crime drama Racket Squad, then first as an Indian agent and then as a sheriff in two episodes of The Adventures of Kit Carson, all in 1952. That same year, he made his first of five appearances as different characters in Cowboy G-Men, and the first of two appearances in Adventures of Superman. Throughout the 1950s, James was very busy in both film and television. He appeared in three episodes of Perry Mason, once as a murder victim, once as a doctor testifying about a murder, and once as a murderer. He appeared in anthology shows such as Schlitz Playhouse, Four Star Playhouse, Matinee Theater, Cavalcade of America, and Science Fiction Theater. He appeared in 49 films throughout the decade and in 66 TV series, often appearing in multiple episodes of series as different characters. In addition to the examples already given, James appeared often in Death Valley Days with 13 guest shots. He appeared four times in Tales of Wells Fargo, and with The Tide of Mayberry, four times in The Danny Thomas Show, with his last appearance being directed by Sheldon Leonard just a few weeks after the pilot for The Andy Griffith Show had aired on that series. James's best-known TV roles were also in the 1950s. He played the recurring role of the sheriff in 22 episodes of Fury between 1955 and 1960. This western starred Bobby Diamond, who later appeared in Mayberry as Evan, the son of Mr. Hendricks, the tailor's butter and egg man. That same year, he began his recurring role in Fury. James also began another recurring role as Judge Spicer in The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp, a role he played 26 times between 1955 and 1961. James did not slow down during the 1960s. After having played a small role in the 1950 film The Asphalt Jungle, in 1961 he appeared in an episode of the TV version. He appeared in other dramatic roles, such as a sheriff in an episode of The Twilight Zone in 1963, and as a police officer in the 1962 Bette Davis and Joan Crawford film, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. He also appeared in comedies, such as Leave It to Beaver, The Lucy Show, and even playing Davy Crockett in a skit on the Red Skelton Hour. But in 1964, James made the first of four appearances in the town of Mayberry. Just as he had through most of his career after serving in World War II, James consistently played agents and police officers whenever he came to town in The Andy Griffith Show. James first appeared in the classic Haunted House, the second episode of Season 4. He played Agent Bowden, who congratulated Andy on finally apprehending moonshiner Big Jack Anderson. Andy gave credit to Barney and Gomer for helping in the apprehension, causing Agent Bowden to comment it was good to know there were good, rough, tough, rugged officers on the job. When they came into the courthouse for Bowden to meet them, Barney was playing jump rope, with the rope being swung by Gomer, and while in a cell, Otis. James would return as different characters two more times that same season, and once more in season 5, as we will discuss in the conclusion of our look at this busy character actor's career next week. So that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. That is, man, he comes up with such good stuff. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on what Randy is doing on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything. So thanks again, Randy, for this week in Mayberry history. Always, always an amazing report. So, folks, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I wanted to tell you that this week, as I said, marks our 13th year, boom, 13th anniversary. And it is, that has been 13 years is 678 weeks. And this is the 654th episode. So in the 13 years, I've only missed 24 weeks of doing a new episode. You know, that's only a couple a year. So pretty good. Pretty good, guys. So I want to thank all of you for being here and for putting up with all these years of podcast. They're all available. So if you want to go back and listen to them, most of the episodes past about the 70th one are also available on video on YouTube. So you can go and watch the episodes. But, you know, most of the episodes are just fine in audio because you don't really see anything. You know, looking at most of the stuff that we're doing, it doesn't really matter. Friends, it is always fun to be here with you. I want to thank you for being here with me for Two Chairs No Waiting. I would love to hear from you about Mayberry Days, Mayberry Man, whatever you'd like to talk to me about. If it's Andy Griffith Show related, I'd love to hear it. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can head to our website, and all the information is available there if you can't remember. And remember, it's our 13th year, so get your rabbit foot out and rub it and say the incant. Folks, until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs.